In these solemn circumstances, may the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 346. A sovereign protector I have, unseen, yet forever at hand, unchangeably faithful to save, almighty to rule and command. He smiles, and my comforts abound. His grace as the dew shall descend, and walls of salvation surround the souls he delights to defend. Hymn number 346.
Read together from Psalm 107. I'll just make the comments. It be said by some, whatever you're doing, attending the house of God like this. Friends, many years ago, Uckfield Hall, God gave me this word, now, therefore, go. And I will be with thy mouth and teach you what thou shalt say. And it's the same today. Psalm 107. It begins with praise. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. He wouldn't be short with that. The Lord enable us so to do. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. The soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. And are they glad because they be quiet? So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. There he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, then they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Lord bless his word. Amen. Oh Lord, we would see humbly on the throne of grace for thy most gracious help and thy blessing. Well, may we be gathered up, Lord, and may we sweetly feel underneath of the everlasting arms. We do desire, Lord, that thou come and be with us. We feel it. We know, Lord, the Lord is near. We ask, Lord, that thou remember us in every burden and care, in every difficulty and all, and every perplexity. But we would be hastening unto thee. Lord, there is none like thee. Asa felt it. May we be able to lay hold upon thee. Oh, thou art God, and thou art with thy people. We desire, Lord, that thou remember us, pleading that worthy name. We do seek, Lord, there may be worthiness in it for us today, sweetly known and felt, worthy as a lamb. We want something real, something for impoverished souls. But we need thee, Lord, to come, shed abroad a Saviour's love, and grant us sweet increase of the love of God. And may thee, Lord, remember our gathering. Now we would humbly seek, Lord, that thou would remember us, pleading that name for us. There's no other name like that given among men whereby we must be saved. Our hope would linger round thy sweet word. And do remember those, Lord, that are oppressed. Any, Lord, that are afflicted, tempest-tossed. Any, Lord, that do need thee this morning. Lord, remember those whose hearts may be on the willows, that thou art the same. We do pray that thou art hear us, the young ones. Again, we bring them unto thee, Lord Jesus. Thankful, Lord, there is the throne of grace, and thou dost sweetly direct us to call upon thee. We pray there may be much gracious help to lay hold upon thee by grace until we may know it is the Lord. Everything regarding today, everything, Lord, that may be a great trouble or difficulty, may the Lord come. May it be a good day. Or may the Lord appear. Hear prayer this morning. Hear us now, Lord, for each cause represented. Each and every one we tenderly bear up before thee. Those, Lord, that are prevented, and we so lovingly commend to thee. Pray that thou hear us, Lord, for the causes, and thou knowest our hearts, and we pray that thou would grant we might be the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message. Help us now, Lord, to render thanksgiving, to bless the Lord. Oh, we need grace for it. Lord, a tribute springing up, a sweet token that we are yet on praying ground, and that there is forgiveness with thee. And also, Lord, we can never ask too much. We ask for Jesus' sake. We ask thy presence, dearest Lord. We ask that thou remember the brethren. Thank thee for them. Pray for them each. And remember us as we seek, Lord, now enlargement, the increase, the knowledge of God and his Christ. A sweet knowledge of him that filleth immensity, dwelling with poor sinners, and directing us to the blood of Jesus, the fountain open for sin and all uncleanness, that we would plead it. Seek, Lord, that thou not leave us be a hindrance. May we be able to know that thou art with us. May there be help of God for us, and we'll begin with me. We desire to thank thee again for thy mercies. Lord, we do humbly believe it is the day the Lord hath made, and it cannot be removed. We ask in Jesus' precious name, and for his sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn number 136. 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. Hymn 136.
Thank you.
Please the Lord to gather us round his word this morning. I think there was a sweetness in it. May the Lord grant his gracious help now to us each. We turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. We read verse 19, verse 20, and just into 21. Psalm 107. Verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 20, he sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. What a good psalm it is, friends. We could say it is especially regarding the redeemed of the Lord, those that have a hope in his mercy. What a sweet place as we gather before the Lord this morning. It begins with thanks and gratitude. We would not forget that. Hitherto, the Lord helps us. In spite of our sins, there is still a God upon his throne. Still the Lord reigns and rules. He doesn't borrow leave to be from any. The Lord gather us round his word. And then, may there be some following on as the Lord may help us in seeking with thanksgiving to bless the Lord for his goodness, but to remember those especially that are in deep affliction. Those we would bear up before our God and seek that the Lord may send those answers of peace and much healing too. Now the Lord may help me and direct you. These words as one part here especially very much fixed on my mind. We read verse 19, especially verse 20, and then 21 again. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. What guidance, what wisdom is here for a nation, especially for the Lord's people, in their trouble. Perhaps we could speak about the conviction of sin. That's a trouble, isn't it, for the Lord's people? And then there are those trials and difficulties. Things too hard for them, the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me and I will hear it. The Lord grant gracious help of our God. May he rend the heavens and come down. Verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. May we be so directed and enabled to call upon the Lord and know a little of the sweet truth before us here. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Some of us feel the Lord is not afar off to his people. The time is set when God will appear, but I have to leave my own thoughts perhaps. That is how I've come. Something in these words that remind me of the Lord and his goodness. A time is set. May we be enabled to lay at his feet. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You know, we read the promise here, and he saveth them out of their distresses. It isn't long, is it, before the Lord's people are in trouble, full of distress sometimes. Whatever shall they do? What can they do? Friends, seek unto the Lord. Lay your cause at his dear feet. Enable you to seek unto him. His mercy is the same. He is the everlasting God. Oh, the truth of it is this. It's in Christ, friends. That's where we would come. The sudden substance of this. These verses are in Christ, aren't they? To his redeemed. And also for our encouragement. And he saveth them out of their distresses. be able to lay hold upon that, as God may enable us as we leave his house today. My mind has gone this 20th verse. He sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destructions. What can we say about it, friends? Well, I want to speak to young ones, older ones too. Many years ago, in the north of Scotland, there was a man called George Wisehart, I believe. Wisehart, perhaps. It was a deadly plague. There were godly souls up in the north, especially at that time. And they were full of such distress. A dreadful plague had overtaken them, young and old. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to think upon it. And they looked to the Lord about it. He raised up. He was a good man, this George Wisehart. And he said, gather the people together. He said, I believe the Lord's given me a word for them. That's what we need, friends, a word from the Lord. Only from the Lord, if I might say so. And they gathered and wondered what the Lord might do for them. There was deep affliction and there was, we might say, death in the pot. And a cape of deep distress. But friends, they were directed the Lord and his servant, what he might bring, what the Lord might give them by his word. It's right up in the north of Scotland. And so it was that they gathered together, and this godly man was appointed, and really was anointed, appointed and anointed to bring them a word from God. And the people began to take courage. Their God was still with them, but there were dying ones. There were those in a very, very sad place in life's journey, but it was sanctified. These godly Scots, they were looking unto Jesus. If so be, the Lord might grant them a good word. We can imagine the distress and the sorrow. But friends, they knew where to go. And they sought the good man to be able to bring his word, the Lord's word, to them. And they were full of hearing then, especially under the circumstances. Dear man, he was directed by the Lord. In the word here, he sent his word and healed them. Oh, what a word it was. Some of you may know the account. It had such a good effect that hearts began to be renewed. But what about the dreadful illness, the plague? The matter of it was full of trouble and distress. Friends, what happened was God drew near by his blessed Spirit. And these characters, they were ever so low. And the word of the Lord was sweetly known with power. That's what we need today. It's power and authority. The Lord to grant us grace to seek for that vital power. The blessed Spirit to come with his word. He sent his word and healed them. That's what we need. The pouring out of his Spirit. And so it was that as they gathered, the word of God began to have a sweet effect. And they were able to receive the word. But it does seem that it was so blessed, friends, that there was healing in it to their souls and circumstances too. And these dear characters, as they had to wait upon the Lord, and soon he appeared. That's what we need today, isn't it? We don't spend time consulting what man may think, friends. It's what God may do for us. And that he may appear in his mercy. It was a matter of mercy to them. The Lord might appear and grant them those sweet answers of peace. I want to come a little further. Does that seem that the Lord graciously drew near and in these few words he sent his word and healed them? There was such sweetness, such a wonderful truth. Let me put it in another way. The word was sent. The word was in power. It was by the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. We could dwell upon it, couldn't we? Oh, that the Lord may grant his healing mercies, especially to our souls. And certainly, the Lord may remember us in the present circumstances. But my thoughts go to these words, as God may enable me. What do these words mean to you and me? He sent his word and healed them. Oh, what a good part of God's word, isn't it? Full of healing. How sweet that truth. He heals the brokenhearted. He can mend those broken bones. But I think also the Lord being pleased to come where his people are, grant them those sweet tokens and those blessings of the Lord. Now these characters, I'm just speaking of them here. They thought they have to wait upon the Lord here, but soon the Lord appeared for them in their extremity, in their trouble. They were, we read of them here, staggering about like a drunken man. What should they do? And at their wits' end, are there any like that? Well, the Lord grant his gracious help and deliverance. Our wisdom is to seek hard unto the Lord and wait upon him still. Now, I want to come a little closer. A few things here that stand out to me. This particular, at this particular time, there was so much distress and trouble, but the godly knew where to go, and they knew there was a God in heaven, and that's where they rested. They're all. They sought the Lord might appear for them. He might indeed grant them those answers of peace. Perhaps we can think of loved ones seeking the Lord's gracious help. Are any like that today? And then a little further, it seems to be resting on my mind a little. In the word of God's grace, this word is full of healing, isn't it? Oh, what a good text that is. He sent his word and healed them. It was so literally. These characters I'm talking about, or just for a moment, referring to. Is that the Lord began to heal them, began to come, and so wonderful was the appearing of God that they didn't know hardly what to think of this interposition of God, his gracious help in the time of trouble, this particular time when these dear characters they could do nothing else but seek the Lord in their trouble. And what do we read about it, friends? Do you know anything about it? I'm sure you do. We have it in the word, they mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Some acquainted with the depths. Some perhaps especially to walk out some particular trying, difficult path. Oh, there are many ways we could look at it. But no, friends, what lays in the text here is the Lord working. Lord, gathering up his people. Not leaving them, but going before them. And this word is good, isn't it? He sent his word and healed them. Is that what you need? It may belong to healing touch. We are full of love and sympathy and feeling those that may need the Lord in that way. But there is also a way to look at this as God may direct me. And he breaks through the dark cloud, friends. When the Lord is pleased to come in his sweet word here, he sent his word and healed them, enforced by mighty grace. A word from the Lord, how needful. But then it's that particular word, isn't it? And that is what was especially on my mind here, was there was a time when the Lord sent his word with such power and authority. Dear saints, they began to feel a little sweet increase, faith and hope and love. Began to feel the Lord was still with them. They began to seek more earnestly his faith. Began to call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. Some of you know what that is. And there was a time when the Lord began to graciously appear. I want to touch upon it for a few moments. It does seem that it was a special time of trouble, and the Lord sent a special word. It's what we need in our land. Now what is it? It's a word concerning the Lord himself, isn't it? He sent his word and healed them. Now, these characters, friends, you know, when the Lord came, they hardly knew whether they needed healing or not. Such a sweet increase of their God filled their hearts. It put right those troubled hearts. We do not know the full history of it, but friends, it was a healing word to so many at death's door. That's what we need today, the lifting up. God's word. We have the opposite, don't we? So many things spoken that really ought not to be said. Rather, may we gather, hear what the Lord may say, and grant his sweet word full of healing in Christ. Don't hear so much about it, do we? And would to God we might hear more and more that these circumstances were so sanctified, souls were gathered up out of this world and worrying and so full of many things. And there God appeared so wonderfully. These hearts were settled. They were brought to the very person of Christ. There was such a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I may say, well, it doesn't appoint like that today. Friends, I stand here because it is time to seek the Lord and desire to plead his precious name, his word too. The Lord may come, each individual cases, perhaps some are full of anxiety, maybe more things than I realise, but there's everything in his word. It's full of cries. Oh, Jesus heals the brokenhearted. And also, it's that word from the throne above, the Most High. And his sweet word of truth, now when that reaches a poor sinner's heart, they'll know about it. They will. They'll be able to take down their heart from the willows then. And speak about it too. God grant it. He sent his word and healed them from the greatness of their troubles, especially speaking spiritually. Or those that are hunted by Satan and guilty conscience too, perhaps. Oh, then, seek unto the Lord. Now, it's the word, isn't it? And the truth of it. Power of it. And that's where I have to come, feeling my own need. So much. and the Lord to grant me grace. Now, as I've said in my opening remarks, I was appointed to preach. I seek to speak from his word as it may be given to me. Now, the Lord apply it, friends, to some character especially, some wounded soul, some guilty soul, hardly know how to look up. And some may feel all these things are against me, or things may seem to be all out of course, when they're not. It's our wisdom to seek unto the Lord himself and leave all others. He sent his word and healed them. There is another instance of it where the Lord sent his word and healed the, well, I was preaching many years ago in Kent from the text. And some said, oh, it's a good text, we're walking in it. I needed his healing. And then there was a time, it seems, when the Lord sent that healing to body and soul. Now, we have to speak especially the needs of our soul, because there's so much in God's word about our souls, friends. The great concern with our many is they may not have this virus. Well, I don't wish it on anybody. I would speak lovingly, friends. A little touch of Christ's love will put it right. The sweetness of his name that will sweetly set you at liberty. And we just say, it is the Lord, let him do what seems him good. I'm very clear in my mind that we need a heart of sympathy. And I've had much representation. And I seek to preach Christ, friends, in his word. The guilty souls, some that are so burdened by sin that they feel they can't hardly continue. I don't know what to do, said Jehoshaphat. And you like that today, perhaps? Now, the Lord grant his word so sweetly to troubled hearts. That's the gospel, isn't it? Oh, that it might be more sweetly known, friend. The Lord sanctify in many things until Jesus is precious. You'll bless God then for many things. Able to say, it is the Lord, let him do what seems him good, but also to be able to trace his good, his goodness. It's looking back. That's where I take my stand, friends. There are many saying this and that, and we need grace to wait upon the Lord and to seek for a time when our Lord, our God will appear. A time set to bind up. A time appointed of the Lord to release, deliver, or to forgive especially. But there are things we speak so carefully about. That's deep troubles and sorrows. Still is sufficient. It is sufficient for each and every case. No case too hard for him. You'll prove it if you're brought to the mercy seat. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Maybe for man. Oh, there are many things that are said. We're reminded about them so much. Friends, I would take my stand here. It's Christ we need and his healing to our souls. Circumstances too. But especially, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And then the redemption of it. We have it in the text. Many sweet parts of the text here concerning those that seek the Lord. May be confused. Perhaps younger ones may be confused. Well, the Lord direct me. And to look into the word here by God's grace and see there might be something that God will send. He sent his word and healed them. A sweet portion, a token for good. The word here has been good to so many. It has been to me. In this psalm, may it still be a good word, friends in Zion. sent his word and healed me. Ever it be, there is healing with him. I speak carefully, but friends, I hope we know something of in our souls. Oh, a little sweet balm of Gilead. I put it right, won't it? The Lord grants it, soul and circumstances, but especially these souls are walking out their little course. That they are things they walk in because God's appointed them. They're full of trouble. They're tempted to give up. They may think the Lord does not answer their prayers. They may, you know, Satan comes, doesn't he? He seeks to bring back these characters that seek the Lord and to say that use the circumstances surrounding us, perhaps. Ah, the Lord grant sweet token in his word, that sweet healing balm of Gilead. We often talk about it or seem to refer to it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, grant it with sweet power and authority. Now, may it begin with our souls. May the Lord grant it in our circumstances. May the Lord appear to his troubled church, his tried people. And Satan comes in like a flood. But still, friends, he's got a long chain. The Lord bless and keep thee. The Lord cause his sweet word to prevail and grant the help of God. One word is sufficient, isn't it? He sent his word and healed them. Well, he's the same. Same to endless years. Some of us love good doctrine. Oh, it's in the word here. His word, friends, is full of sweet doctrine, isn't it? In Christ. The Father's first elect. And also, when we speak of it like this, there's nothing out of course. We're able to look right on and see the Lord with a single eye, an upright heart too, and to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We're reminded of it this morning. The Lord to grant that gracious help to cleave unto the Lord with purpose of heart and to seek much unto the Lord. Now, there's a testimony God leaves to his people in their lives, and that is this: they shall not wait in vain that wait for me. He can make up the loss and grant a sweet fullness for the oppressed and for those that have no helper as they view things. We need that heavenly eye cell. What a sweet psalm it is. Perhaps I ought to just come a little closer to it. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. And what do we read? Something neglected? Something forgotten? Not entirely. We have it in the word here. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works of the children of men. Oh, these works of the Lord, how wonderful they are to living souls. They're able to trace out the sweet works of the Lord from all eternity, his purposes of love and mercy. Grace abounding when we were lost, ruined in the fall, beginning to realise it perhaps. A fullness resides in Jesus our head. Ever abides to answer our need. Do you believe it? Ah, that soul that knows the Lord, they'll know this, that he is worthy. But oh, the living by faith upon it. What a trial it is. When will the Lord appear? And should we do this and should we do that? He sent his word and healed them. He has a word for the oppressed, for those that are full of trouble, especially for sin. We have perhaps spoken a little about it, but a few things belonging to this psalm that are wonderful to the Lord's people, because they have to walk it out. They walk out his goodness, so that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. These are not just empty words. They are full of Christ. The sweet hymns about it. Oh, that fullness of Christ, healing for body and soul, but also to bring his people on. They need help to continue. They can't just say, well, the Lord is good. They want to feel it. They want the Lord to come and to attend to their deep trouble and trial. What a psalm it is. Those that walk in darkness and have no light. Perhaps with dear Job. I was thinking about him very recently. Now, friends, what we need is strength, don't we, from the Lord. Hold on our way. There's one that held on his way. That was Jesus Christ. Oh, sweet the truth of it. Until all was finished. And the Son of God, for such poor souls as we, we had to trace it out sometimes. Divine goodness. Has he not brought you out of the world and brought you sweetly to the very feet of Jesus? There to learn of him, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now these things, I cannot speak as if they're just things that attend experience without the authority in them. This is what brings the poor child of God out of the world. It brings them out of their trouble. Many troubles, but especially within the sorrows of the way, perplexities, things too hard for them, the cause that is too hard for you, bring unto me. Now, I would to God the Lord may help me to bring it to you like this. Whatever we have to leave, whatever we have to seek to lay down, the Lord grant a sweet increase in his word. Word can bring a sweet relief. Every pain I feel, says the hymn writer. Some of you are walking it out. You haven't got beyond his help yet. The Lord command it with that authority and power until the world grows less. It needs to, doesn't it? Just think about it. Oh, the representations. That as if we're murderers or something in preaching to poor sinners? No. Friends, the truth is this. We want real things for dying sinners. I said recently, we're getting on. Years, I have to meet my master. Will it be well done, thou good and faithful servant? I desire it may be so. Or some may say, well, you need to be careful. But I want to speak boldly about it. It doesn't say, well done, thou good and faithful scientist. It's this sweet truth, isn't it? Faithful servant, following on to know the Lord, seeking fresh supplies, having to hold fast, having to walk that humble way until the Lord appears. And what about the exercises that belong to the Lord's people? Oh, how they need the Lord in them. Fresh troubles, I be very careful about it. Friends, we need grace, that's what we need. The word of his grace. Oh, the matter is clear in my mind, it's this. We need to be turned back in our little group of churches to the Lord and to live upon his bounty, as it were, to seek to trust him where we cannot trace him, lean upon him, and to seek for his mercy and to call upon him in the day of trouble. many things. This is a sweet psalm, isn't it, to the living, those that know the Lord. I have to leave it soon. My legs. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. His name was in it. Strong to deliver. He proved him. Any trouble he cannot quite deliver you from. Oh, but your sins, how great they are. Friends, with the Lord there's a fullness of grace to bestow. I hope I know that. There is with him all a poor guilty soul can need. But there are many trials, difficulties, sorrows too. Oh, the Lord, direct you. Perhaps we can seek the Lord to take this, help us to go home with it from today. I have to walk a difficult path somewhat, but I believe we need more grace. Lean upon the Lord. Trust him too. I believe that he will be inquired of. The house of Israel to do it for them. The Lord send, as he sent those quail, those locusts back, send this terrible virus back. He's able. And we prove it, friends, as the days and weeks even, months perhaps, go by. The Lord sanctifies it. He gets glory to his name. Younger ones may be able to prove there's a God in heaven. Oh, I would seek to speak to them. Friends, you go to the Lord. Ask him to show you and help you and direct you. Don't go to man. We believe God uses men. But, oh, I would speak well of Christ, the sinner's friend. There is everything in him. Let's leave it very shortly, I'm afraid. We read in this psalm, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works of the children of men. Years ago, there was a dear lady who used to visit us in Sussex. She was blind, very poor sighted. Used to come, and my stepmother and her used to be speaking on better things, and I like to get a little bit near to hear about it, friends. I don't know if there's grace in my heart or not, but I like the sound of the gospel. It seemed to draw my heart upwards to seek him more. May the gospel be like that. May the Lord appear to those that seek him and yet are disappointed. But don't look away. Don't look to man. It's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, if I could sweetly put it in the hearts of dear friends, how much in my heart I would, but I am to direct you in the gospel and to seek the Lord may comfort hearts and be with those in trouble and sanctify to them their deepest distress. Now the Lord graciously help me to make a few comments here. I believe this psalm belongs to the Church of God. If it belongs to poor sinners so full of trouble that they might come the more boldly and seek much unto the Lord. Now it says about rejoicing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Wonderful works of the children of men. A little further, let them sacrifice. The sacrifices of thanksgiving. Is it forgotten? We don't need churches, friend. We do. The Lord grant a sweet increase. A little of knowledge of Christ in your heart will bring you to seek unto the Lord and desire to know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified, or to fill your poor empty vessel up until it won't take any more of divine love. It's the old gospel, isn't it? Ah, the Lord, come and grant a little sweetness in his word. Then are they glad because they be quiet. These terrible storms and tempests. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, the children of men. How we need these works, don't we? The Lord's grace and favour, and works of faith too. Now, it's living by faith, isn't it, and not by sight. It's turning away from the world. It's turning unto him and seeking much grace to cleave unto him. It's like Ruth clave to Naomi. We need a cleaving religion that has no confidence in the flesh. I'll have to ask you to bear with me. I often have to sit down early. And the Lord take a few things. I'll read the verses. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them unto their distresses. Oh, we haven't hardly got into that, have we? He sent his word and healed them. Well, may it be so. My heart goes out to those he would bring unto the Lord for his healing touch and deliver them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Ah, goodness immortal and divine, the bliss of endless day. And God will make to pass before us in the way. Sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day for the Trinitarian Bible Society Auxiliary were £2,005, for which thanks are given to the dear Lord who constrained our friends to give. In the current circumstances, we're very sad to say there will be no evening service today and no week evening service this week and no Sunday school this afternoon. And if the Lord will, and if it's his good pleasure to allow us to meet again, next Lord's Day there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation, and we hope to commence it at 9:30. And Mr. Adrian Pickett will, God willing, preach in the morning. And when we leave the house of prayer, please can we disperse immediately, keeping social distance, and please do not wait outside the chapel, and leave in an orderly fashion, keeping away from other people as much as possible. Let us close with hymn 1141. Bearing in mind, we do not know if we shall be able to meet again in the near future. Hymn 1141. God is the refuge of his saints. When storms of sharp distress invade, ere we can offer our complaints, behold him present with his aid. Hymn 1141.
O Lord, do forgive anything spoken amiss. We would seek grace to bow unto thee. Forgive, Lord, and remember us for good now. Even in thy house, abide with us. Remember our poor land. Hear us for any that are especially caught up with the situation abounding. And do remember us, Lord, we seek for much grace in every great matter. We desire to thank thee, Lord, for thy day, thy word too. Pray that it may abide with us, and with those we commit and commend unto thee, that wait upon thee for the Lord to appear regarding their wedding. Pray that thou hear us as we leave these things very much in thy hand. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.